My name's Diane Asher, and I am with the University of Kansas School of Social Welfare. My presentation is on effective supervisory skills for people working with EBP teams. One of the things that I'm most proud about in the work that we do in Kansas is that we have been doing client outcome-based supervision for 20-some years. And we have most recently developed some training and better understanding of how to make people be effective supervisors when they're implementing new evidence-based practices. I'm a really big believer that most all of us that are supervisors, that are consultants and trainers, administrators, we got where we're at because we started as case managers or direct line staff, that most of us didn't come into this field with a lot of training, a lot of experience in supervision. We got promoted because we were good at doing our job. We were good at being a direct service staff. Having said that, there is very little training that's out there for people on how to be an effective supervisor. And I think that it's critical. In the teams that I work with as a consultant and trainer, I really see that that team leader, that direct service staff supervisor is the linchpin to whether an EBP is going to make it or not. There are certain characteristics and things that administration needs to do to support it. And obviously, if those aren't in place, the chances of success are much less. But the other really key factor is the supervisor. They have to champion the cause. They have to do some very specific and discrete tasks in order for that to succeed. And so they really need a lot of support. And there's things that they can do that will either help or hinder the process. So the workshop today that I'm going to do really focuses on three different aspects of that process. How to do good group supervision, individual supervision, that there is a specific protocol to follow, that simply bringing people together for a team meeting doesn't necessarily get you the kind of results you want. As supervisors, I believe that you have to go out in the field and see what kind of work people are doing. And not only observe it, but you may have to go out and teach. You may have to go out and model. There's all kinds of different things that different individuals need in order to learn that behavior. That in Kansas, we're really firm believers that training alone doesn't work. And so you've got to give them the opportunity to learn the skill. And the best place to learn it is in vivo, is right out there where the client is at. And then the third aspect is really looking at documentation, but looking at documentation in a very different way than we traditionally do. Looking at it from a learning perspective, looking and analyzing whether, is this person really understanding the model by how they're applying it? Are the goals that the client says, is that being reflected in the treatment plan? And then through progress notes, do I get a clear sense of why this person engaged in this intervention versus a different intervention? Is the work they're doing effective? And then that circles back to feedback to that case manager or that staff person. So we're focusing on those kinds of tasks as a supervisor and really teaching people how to do those tasks. I think that they can help their team be much more effective.